The following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Coming to you live from downtown Grand Rapids, it's a special edition of X's and Bros. I am not Anthony Bellino. I am Mike Lissette, and I am happy to be with you here on this morning. It's a big morning in sports. It's day one of Big Ten Media Day, and I am excited about it. Danny Cahalon joining us along with Ryan Elke there in Detroit. Guys, how excited are you for Big Ten Media Day? It's the start of the college football season.
It got here quick, I can tell you that. It snuck up on all of us, I know for sure. When's the first game? Like 6 weeks?
Yes, it is against Western Michigan for the Michigan Wolverines. A lot of talk about the Wolverines. Jim Harbaugh is speaking today at about 12:30. He is the last coach to speak, and I'm sure he is going to have a lot to speak about. He's going to talk about the Bo Schembechler thing. We haven't heard from him since he was in Big Rapids. He's going to have a lot to say about that. Also, the man is on the hot seat. There's really no way to get around that. I'm sure he'll try to downplay it, but facts are facts. Michigan fans are demanding that he win, and hopefully they're going to start doing it soon if you're a Michigan fan. First off, I want to talk about me for a second. You guys probably don't know about me, although some parts of our audience might. You can find us on Comcast 900 in addition to the Michigan Sports Network. Also, on BCSN, where I used to work from about 2011 to 2014, that's where I met the great Anthony Bellino. And, guys, I don't know if you know this, but I would like to take credit for Anthony Bellino's rise to stardom. Do you know how this happened?
Oh, you got to tell us this.
So Anthony had like 20 jobs. He still, back then, he had 20 jobs. He still has like 20 jobs. But when I met him, he was, you know, working for the Mud Hens, doing the game work. And he was up for a job with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, I'm not taking credit for Anthony Bellino's talents, but I did a story on Anthony Bellino on WTOL in Toledo, and it blew up. Remember, it was a vote-in for the Jacksonville Jaguars, and because of the story, Anthony got a lot of publicity, and he got the job. So he kind of owes me his career, which is why he put me in the seat today. At least I'd like to think, which means if he has faith in me, I hope you, the audience out there, has faith in me. So that's the story. Nothing too sexy about that, but still, it's fun to help a friend and help him get him start. I will say, though, the last time that I did a radio show, I used to work in Syracuse, New York. That was a fun period. We'll talk about that. I actually had a seizure on the air. This is 100% true. I was having a reaction to some medicine I was taking, and right on the air, passed out. We didn't let it get out. People thought that I passed out, just fainted, but that's the God honest truth. Had a seizure. So the bar has been set very high today for this show. I promise you people out there,
has
I'm
it
not
been set high or set very low on how this can go?
I'm sorry.
If you stay awake, if you don't pass out, it's a successful show.
Yeah, the bar has been set very low. I'm confident out there we can do better than that. There will be no passing out, and so we're going to have a good time today. Again, when I did a radio show, I was a jerk. I would always vacation when there was absolutely nothing to do in the world of sports. And Anthony Bellino, God bless his soul, has given me so much. As I said before, we have Big Ten Media Day. We have the start of the Olympics. We have the Tigers winning. See guys, they won their sixth straight game last night.
Yeah, we've been talking about the Tigers a lot. They're just, I mean, what are they going to do? We're 9 days away. What if they win? I don't know how many games. They probably have 8 games left in the 9 days. What if they win 6 of them, and they're like 1 or 2 games back of 500?
It is an amazing story. I work at WZZM in Grand Rapids here. We do a segment called Sports Court, which is actually a really cool segment where we argue back and forth. And yesterday, the topic for Sports Court is the Tigers rebuild over? That was what my coworker Jamal Spencer argued. They're now, what, 5 games under 500? I thought he was being a little overzealous with that. I mean, this team is still 12.5 games out of first place. What do you guys think about that? Would you consider at this point the success that they're having, would you consider we've reached a different point of their gradual climb to the top, or is the rebuild still ongoing?
It's still ongoing until there's playoffs.
That's what I said, and I think it's, you know, as much as I love kidding Jamal, but I think it's a sad state of being a Detroit Tigers fan that now you're just celebrating the fact that you're five straight games under 500. The rebuild is not done yet.
I don't know if it's the playoffs. Maybe just being in it even for the last like 3 weeks of the season. Then you could say, okay, next year, we're going for the playoffs.
No, that's 100% right. And I think with them, it's a matter of playing consistent. I mean, they're playing consistent now. Remember, going into the All-Star break, they had dropped like four straight games. Great teams always get up for every game. Good teams get up for the big games, and not so much the middle-of-the-road teams or the lower-of-the-pack teams. That's going to be the next challenge for them, is just sort of bringing it all together all the time. Please,
Once they get a full starting staff, yes. I think that will come. It's, you know, they have the three guys right now, and then Matthew Boyd is injured, and now Spencer Turnbull's out for at least this year, probably all of next year. Once you get, like, you know, at least four guys that are pitching on their day, then you can be pretty confident that you're going to get consistent play. But when you have a bullpen day two out of every 5 days, then, you know, you're going to find some trouble.
I don't think now's the time to take your foot off the pedal, but you're exactly right. Number one, you're dealing with young players. You hope that they all develop at a great pace, but you never know which direction they're going to go in. Guys are going to get injured. Spencer Turnbull, again, I would not stop what they're doing. I think it's very important they keep it up. But it is certainly fun to watch, because the Detroit Tigers have certainly seen better days, and now it's exciting to get them back on track. It's really cool.
Yeah, I'm like maybe the biggest Tigers fan on the planet. I also work the broadcast, so I'm there all the time. So I just want, and I see Al Avila there all the time, and I want to be like, Al, you're doing a good job, but I don't want to jinx it, because I can't. We
because
can't,
the
we
job's not done.
We can't believe this role that they're on this quickly.
Have you noticed a difference in mood between them? Do you get a sense that they're feeling much more positive? Is the pressure off? What do you think?
Oh no, I don't think that. I think AJ Hinch is going to keep the pressure on until he leaves. So I don't think there's going to be a light day around there ever.
See, that's good. Again, keep it up. But again, it's fun to see. And hopefully, what, come this time next year? Again, maybe it's a stretch, but you never know with the way they're going. They could be in playoff contention.
I mean, that's the goal. Dan just kind of scoffed. Like, he couldn't believe it. Like playoffs?
Yes, like, there you go.
Like, yeah, a Detroit team, we haven't thought about playoffs in a long time. So it's fun to be in the stage where there's no expectations. There's no, like, hey, if you don't make the playoffs, it's fine, because we weren't supposed to be here. It's going to be different for these teams when there's actual, like, pressure on everyone to do something.
No doubt about that. Positive stuff to begin the show. Next, we're going to take sort of a dramatic turn. It is not too good in Ann Arbor right now for Jim Harbaugh. A lot of people think he's on the hot seat. A lot of people want him to produce, and it's going to be very interesting to see what he has to say at Big Ten Media Day. Also going to be very interesting to see about what he has to say about Bo Schembechler. Remember his comments back in Big Rapids about a month ago? Wonder how he's going to address that. We'll talk about next. This is the X's and Bros show on the Michigan Sports Network.
As summer heats up, so does the sports betting action at BetMGM. Sign up now using bonus code SHEPBET, and your first wager is totally risk-free, up to $600. Place your bets on all exciting showdowns in Major League Baseball, Major League Soccer, and more sports from around the globe. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. When you register with BetMGM, you'll also get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials on big games. From breathtaking goals to colossal home runs, the King of Sportsbooks takes every play to a new level of excitement. Simply download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code SHEPBET to get back up to $600 on your very first wager. With BetMGM, you're just a few taps away from turning game time into showtime. It's a new customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
A summer full of savings continues at your neighborhood Auto Value, where service is the difference.
We get it.
Get the quick detailer from Jay Leno's Garage, just $8.99. Mobil 1 synthetic 5W30 oil is now just $8.69 a quart. And obliterate odors with Oseum, now just $6.99. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and get 15% off orders of $75 or more with coupon code 15OFF75. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
10 for 10 is back at Meijer. Buy 10 items and get the 11th free. Save more across the store with 10 for 10 savings on things like Oscar Mayer Lunchables, Coca-Cola or Pepsi 2-liter bottles, plus deposit where applicable, limit 22, Totino's frozen party pizzas, and Meijer reclosable snacker sandwich bags. Plus, Meijer home delivery is just $4.95 all summer long. Enjoy more savings with 10 for 10 at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
Sports Network. Thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are, be it on the Michigan Sports Network, on Comcast 900, my friends over at BCSN. Also later, you can find our podcast on SoundCloud, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Mike Lissette filling in for the great Anthony Bellino. Here's the question that you can chime in anytime today. The Meijer Supercenter text line, sports radio to 21-000. If you're a Michigan fan, what is going to satisfy you this season? I ask this question because today, as I said earlier, is the start of Big Ten Media Day. And today is a huge day for Jim Harbaugh, the Michigan coach. He's got to face the media. A lot has happened since the last time we saw him. I want to take you back. June, big rapids on the recruiting trail in the middle of a huge scandal taking place at the school. I was the one, if you remember, people want to go back, who is this guy talking on the radio right now? I was the guy that asked Harbaugh about what the school should do with the legacy of Bo Schembechler, given the fact that he may have known a lot of stuff that was going on with Dr. Robert Anderson, sexual abuse with some of the players and students. I honestly, when I asked the question, I did not expect Harbaugh to answer it. I knew I was putting in him in a tough spot. I thought I was going to get a no comment. He gave me a lot more. This is what he said. Quote, I can tell you this. Bo Schembechler, there was nothing that I saw in the times when I was a kid there, my dad was on staff, or when I played there. He never sat on anything. He never procrastinated on anything. He took care of it before the sun went down. That's the Bo Schembechler that I know. There's nothing that was ever swept under the rug or ignored. He addressed everything in a timely fashion. That is the Bo Schembechler that I knew. It's safe to say those comments did not go over well. At the time, hundreds had already come out against Dr. Robert Anderson alleging sexual abuse. Many more would later come out, including Bo's son, who said, like many of the victims, Schembechler knew. And many said they came out to spite what kind of Harbaugh said to kind of stop the culture of allowance at Michigan. Now, since that time, Harbaugh has stayed quiet. He could no longer do that. So here's my thing. How is he going to handle this today? He's going to be confronted by it. And I've really thought about this for the last couple weeks. How is he going to handle it? Is he going to double down on what he said? Is he going to defend Schembechler? Is he going to have a script? Is he going to address the victim, something that he did not do when he talked to me? I'd like to think this, but I'm nervous. Harbaugh can be very confrontational when confronted. Remember the Michigan-Ohio State line from a couple of years ago when Jordan Strack from WTOL, he responded to him, I'll answer your questions, not your insults when asked about the divide between the schools. Harbaugh didn't think that was a fair question. That was a fair question, and he's going to be asked a lot of fair questions today. I think if he goes off script, we're going to have a problem, much more than he stays on scripts. Now, granted, some people may say that's copping out, but I think that's probably the safe bet for him, something that's probably a lot less offensive than him kind of going off script. How do you guys, Danny, Ryan, what do you think? How do you think he's going to respond today to what is going to be probably the first question out of the shoot?
I imagine we know anything about how Michigan runs. Well, weird playback there. He'll have an opening statement for how he addressed these comments earlier. And then after that opening statement, it will be, I addressed that in my
statement. Looks like we're having some technical difficulties today. We'll work on that in a second. But again, it's an interesting time for Michigan, for Harbaugh. I will say one of the things that really I think is a telling sign of where Michigan fans are right now with Jim Harbaugh. One of the things that I absolutely, it drives me nuts about sports fans is that if they,
Oh, no. Now we're looping back, too.
Even more technical difficulties here on the Extra Pros Morning Show.
From what Michigan fans said. They were against what he said. They came out what he said. And I think that's a telling sign. The pressure, without a doubt, is on Jim Harbaugh going into this year. And obviously this did not help matters. So we'll see, you know, what happens. I think Harbaugh needs to be on his best behavior today. He's never been the most popular guy in the room. But now a big chunk of his fans kind of don't want him. He's got to kiss babies, say the right thing, be genuine. This alone, what he says today, is not going to save his job, but it's not going to hurt if he plays it right. He's got to win them back, and it'll be interesting to see what he says. Not only about this, but also, you know, about the state of the team. I mean, this is a very interesting time for the Michigan Wolverines. Jim Harbaugh entering his seventh year. A lot of people say he's on the hot seat. He went 2-4 last year, tied for fifth in the Big Ten, the Big Ten East, rather. How are they going to do this year? You look at the standings that came out yesterday for the Big Ten rankings. These are the unofficial standings because they don't have official Big Ten preseason polls. Ohio State, obviously the clear front runner to win its fifth straight Big Ten championship. The Buckeyes received all 34 first place votes to win the East and the Big Ten championship game, which is set for December 4th in Indianapolis. Michigan's predicted fourth place finish. They put them behind Penn State and Indiana. Michigan State, by the way, picked to finish seventh. We'll talk about them later today. For a lot of Michigan fans, that's not acceptable. They are tired of coming up short. Harbaugh's career at Michigan, he's lost every time to rival Ohio State. He's gone 1-4 in bowl games. But yet he's won 69% of his games at Michigan. To me, I think that's amazing. And I don't understand why, for some people, that's not good enough. I don't get it. Is it really championship or bust? I mean, I don't like the guy very much. I think he's not very personable. I like coaches that are personable. He's not, but I will defend him on this. He's won at Michigan. You can't deny that. Has he won the big one? No. Has he won the big game against Ohio State? No. But you look at it. First year, 10-3. Second year, 10-3. Third year, 8-5. Fourth year, 10-3. 2019, 9-4. 2020, 2-4. Okay, that's not good. But, I mean, you look at it this way. There can only be one champion at the end of the year. Only one. Only one winner of the Big Ten. And it's usually Ohio State. The gap is so big right now. I'm not sure that's entirely Jim Harbaugh's fault. He hasn't hurt matters. But if you're putting pressure on him and you want the guy gone, who do you honestly think is going to fill his space? Who do you think is going to go in there? And do you think they're going to make a difference right away? No, they're not going to make a difference right away. I honestly feel when you look at Harbaugh, he's a guy that's passionate about Michigan. He went to Michigan. Who else is going to take that spot and do a better job? It's a tough landscape in college football. The college football playoffs have changed everything. The fact of the matter is this. If you get in the college football playoffs, you have an edge in recruiting because everyone wants to play for a winner. And the gap has been so big between Ohio State now and Michigan, I don't think a coaching change is going to fix that. We got more coming up after the break. Aaron McMahon from MLive is going to join us. He is in Indianapolis for Big Ten Media Day. We're going to talk to him about Harbaugh's status, what he thinks about him being on the hot seat. Also going to talk about how the Wolverines are going to do this year and what some of their big concerns going into the season. It's not just the quarterback position. A lot of people don't know who is it going to be. He might have an answer to that. We'll talk about that next. This is X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Remember, you can text us on the Meyer Supercenter text line, Sports Radio, to 21000.
Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now, and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
10 for 10 is back at Meijer. Buy 10 items and get the 11th free. Save more across the store with 10 for 10 savings on things like Oscar Mayer Lunchables, Coca-Cola or Pepsi 2-liter bottles, plus deposit where applicable, limit 22, Totino's frozen party pizzas, and Meijer reclosable snacker sandwich bags. Plus, Meijer home delivery is just $4.95 all summer long. Enjoy more savings with 10 for 10 at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
A summer full of savings continues at your neighborhood Auto Value, where service is the difference.
We get it.
Get the quick detailer from Jay Leno's Garage, just $8.99. Mobil 1 synthetic 5W30 oil is now just $8.69 a quart. And obliterate odors with Oseum, now just $6.99. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and get 15% off orders of $75 or more. Coupon code 15OFF75. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at hashtag pop the tap at freddythepizzaman.com. That's FREDI thepizzaman.com, or email freddythepizzaman@gmail.com.